A little bit more Tuesday night.
Wait until the next week. Here goes the Shaila. So, are we ready for this week's Shaila? You ready for this week's Shaila? Okay, so you've got the summer long Shabbosis, and it can get sometimes very hot, and you want to go to the freezer, and you want to take out some ice cubes. You know, you get the ice cubes in either molds, or you get them in bags, and you want to put a few of these ice cubes into a bowl, and put them out on the table, so that people for the meal, they can take a couple of ice cubes, put into the cup, and they want to pour their Coca-Cola on it, their Diet Coca-Cola on it, or Fanta, or Diet Fanta, whatever you want to pour it on the, or on in your cup. That's what typically people want to do. And really, there's two shailas to think about when it comes to ice cubes. Number one is taking out ice cubes from the freezer for it to be put into you have a nice dish, or you put a regular bowl on the table, and you want to leave it in the bowl so that people should take in half an hour's time, 10 minutes' time, where surely, inevitably, it's going to defrost, going to melt. Certain amount of the liquid of the ice cube is going to melt into water. And now you have a shaila, is there a shaila b'chlal of taking something out of the freezer if you know it's going to melt? What are you doing? You're doing nothing. You're just letting it melt into room temperature. Let's say you have a frozen a bottle of Coca-Cola, a frozen soup. Can you take it outside? Can you take it out of the freezer in order for it to melt at room temperature? You have people have dessert. They have for dessert, they give compote. So they want to defrost compote and let it to turn into liquid. Is that going to be a problem on Shabbos? What issue is there? Chayrish, Zareah, what's involved over here? So potentially the issue is dosh, which under the umbrella of dosh is called a noilad. Noilad is something which is a substantial change between one thing to another, which is from a solid to a liquid. Noilad, the pashas of noilad means that if a person takes snow, a maraskin sashalik, if you take snow and you crush ice and you crush snow into liquid, that's the real issue of dosh. That's called moilid. There are a few different terms involved over here. So even though it was once water and it changed into a solid, in this specific case, called moilid, that you're taking ice cubes and you're moilid it and you're changing it from a solid into a liquid. That is moilid biyadayim. That is certainly going to be a problem. So to crush ice cubes, that's definitely with your hand. To actively crush it, that's certainly a problem l'choladit. Our shaila isn't when you want to actively crush it yourself. Our shaila is when you want it to, it's going to happen mameila, it's going to happen on its own. That, according to Shulchan Aruch, is muta, but the Ramah comes along and says, from the Sefer Truma, the Ramah says that to take something and put it into near the chama, says the Ramah in Shin Yud Ches, the Ramah says that already is going to be a bit of a problem. Says the Ramah that to take something and put it near the chama, he says that is going to be a problem. You've got over here, you've got a Shin Yud Ches Sifta Zayin. He says that to Kadera Shesh Baroitav Shenikrash, that to place it near a source of heat, that is where the Ramah says it's going to be a problem, even if you're not doing anything. You're not crushing it, you're not taking a knife or spoon and crushing it, you're just letting it to melt Bifnei Chamor, that's going to be a problem. So, as I state in Ramah, and that's how Lachatchila were Machmeh for, Lachatchila, the Ramah says we have to be Machmeh. So you would have thought that when a person goes and takes ice cubes from the freezer and lets it to melt outside, this should be the problem of the Ramah. And Taka, indeed, the many shittas who hold that would be a problem, to allow ice cubes to melt in room temperature would be a problem. Rabbi Falk was of that opinion. He Taka held that to take ice cubes out from the freezer and to let it to melt in a bowl would be a problem. The solution to that would be to add a little bit of water before you place the ice cubes, so that even when some of the ice cubes melt, it will be bottled into the existing water that's in the bowl. That's an interesting solution that you can do. However, you should know many poskim argued with this, and they said that the chumrah of the Ramah does not apply to your ice cubes. The Ramah is talking about putting it near a chama, putting it near a source of heat like the sun, or near a tanur, even if it's far away, but it's getting the source of heat from a sun. Only then is it going to be a problem of this potential problem of noilad, that you're changing, that you're causing something to change. Whereas over here, a natural change of events where you've removed a force called the freezer, and you're putting it back to where back to default position. That is very hard to believe that's considered noilet. Although in Svara, someone to argue, a befalk Svara was, what do you mean? Noilet is noilet, who cares what it is? The fact is you've made this change come about. That is the shaila, how you look at it. Do you look at it as, you look at the materials is you change it from a solid to a liquid, so it should be an osa legamri, even if it's just from the freezer to room temperature. But others hold, Rav Eliashiv, the names who are makel are actually pile up quite high. The Shevet HaLevi, Rav Shmuel Vosner, and Shulman Shevet HaLevi, he says, absolutely fine. To take something from the freezer to room temperature, you haven't put it b'fnei HaChamor, that's fine. As long as you're not going b'fnei HaChamor, that's going to be okay. Rav Eliashiv was makel. Many, Rav Chaim Kineski, many Heinziger Shuvahs for him are makel on the Shaila, unless obviously you put it near a source of heat. Someone told me, he made a Kiddush recently on Shabbos afternoon, Shabbos morning, and he wanted to, what you want to do, he got a big bin, a big wheelie bin, whatever, a big bin, and he put loads, he filled up, not all of it, but a lot of it with ice cubes, and then he put inside lots of bottles of Coca-Cola so that the bottle should stay cold. And he said that it was supposed to be very hot that Shabbos afternoon, that Shabbos morning was like very hot, and he's worried that it's going to melt, that the ice cubes are going to melt. There you can have a potential problem, because there was chamor. So as long as he puts it in a shade, that would be okay. But if he puts it b'fnei chamor outside, sorry, the kiddush was supposed to take place outside, outdoors by the chamor, so then you can have a potential problem, that is b'fnei chamor. But according to many poskim, if you take ice cubes from the freezer and put it outside on your Shabbos table, you have not violated this remark.
It's a change of temperature. You've got a warmer temperature.
So, yeah. So although, again, though the Svara, Befalk would say that, the Svara would say, who cares b'fnei HaChamor or not, but the Svara has, the actual Loshna remark was, basically that you're putting b'fnei HaChamor, that you're using the Chamor as a force in order for it to, you know, sometimes you have ice cream, and, you know, it's quite hard, it's quite frosted, and, you know, while you're waiting, you put the palm, you place the plate with the ice cream, you put it on your hand so that the heat of your hand sort of quickens up the process for it to melt a little bit, right? To soften. That could also be because you're using the force, any force of heat, that seems to be the problem of the remark. But stump to take out ice cubes from the freezer, that many postmen want to say is okay. I remember it bothered, this shaila bothered me a lot because it's very, very negedic a shaila. You're talking about very common shaila. A person takes a frozen bottle of Coca-Cola and you want to defrost it. Rabbi Falk would say that this is going to be a problem. You're defrosting something. You'd have to add a little, you'd have to open the lid, add a little bit of liquid so that when the Coca-Cola defrosts, it's bottled into the water. Again, if you want to defrost for the dessert, you want to defrost the, what did we say it was? A compote, then you'd have to add a little bit of water so that when it defrosts, it blends into it somehow. That's according to the Machmirim. However, Lemaisa, I remember going back about 7 years ago.
What does it help if it goes into water? Lemaisa defrosting it?
Yes, so it does say that this change from solid to liquid is only if it's so nicker, so noticeable. But if you have a little bit of water where you can claim it's not clearly noticeable because it was already liquid, interesting, Dre, so then that's going to be okay. I remember 7 years ago I called Rabbi Falk and I told him, look, I'm looking into this noisa about taking ice cubes from the freezer, putting it outside the room temperature. I see that Das Rabbi Falk is lahachmet, to say it's similar to the Ramah. But you should know, on the other hand, you've got many shitters, all the hands, a lot of hands are great, the Shevet HaLevi, Rav Eliashiv, Rav Chaim Kineski, many shitters who want to say that you don't say this, it's only if you put a near source of heat. And he says, yes, he's makir, that since he wrote his Shuvahs, again, don't forget, all the Heinziger Reis came out sometimes, a lot of the Shittas came out long after Rabbi Falk mentioned his Shittas. And he says he is makir, he knows that a lot of Shittas are makil, they taka say that you take the Ramah at face value, but he still believes he's correct. He knows that there are many Shittas which are makil, but he still feels he's correct. Yes, someone who wants to makil, there is a makom to be makil, because you have, again, all the Sfarim ham for Samim. All the popular Sfarim out there, you'll see a lot of them bring Likula. They say, you look at Dushu, let's say, he brings down in Shinchaf. He says, Vahitsoas Maim Kefuim Mimakfi, to take out frozen water from the freezer. Kadesh Yafshira Bechoimacheder, so that it dissolves, it melts. Bechoimacheder. Da'as Agrishal Yashav of Shemoteris. And the Gorosheva Talib. And Rus and Karelis is also Makel. So you get the idea, again, he doesn't bring any Machmirim on this Shaila. About defrosting ice cubes, and you know, again, Rabbi Falk was, well, his shitta wants to say that it's not going to be a problem. And you got all the other shittas that don't make mention of this. They say it's absolutely okay. It's an interesting case. Again, this is the shaila. You want to take ice cubes from the freezer and leave it outside. Leave it out to on the table. I remember we're going back 15 years ago, mamish this time of year, I was in yeshiva and my sister was making a kiddush for a baby girl, and it was very hot. It was in the summer. It was mamish this time of year. It was very hot, and we put out there ice cubes, and I filled up, being a Talmud of Rabbi Falk, because I was very into his shiurim, and you know, I kept the kesher up until Sof Yomov, and added a little bit of water to the bowl of ice cubes. And we had Aaron David Duna, Shlita from Stanford Hill, is our Rav, and he came into Wish Mazel Tov, and I showed him the ice cubes, and I said that I filled it up, you know, Kadas Rebbe Falk. He said, ah, Ashena Chumra from my Shvoga. He says, brother-in-law, nice Chumra from my brother-in-law. Basically, it's not set in stone in the poskim, the other poskim. We don't find this mamish ma'akov. They hold of the view to say that, no, you take something from frozen to the room temperature, that would be okay, because you haven't put in a source of heat. The Prophet was of the opinion that you look at the actual, what you've done, from solid to liquid, and since it's changing from a solid to liquid, that's going to be a bit of an issue.
Sorry, so put the ice in water.
Yeah. Oh, so now, the next shlap. Once you fill up the cup of water, and you want to put some ice cubes into the water, so then, obviously that's going to be, that's interesting, that could be okay, that's going to be okay, because even though it's going to melt quicker, but it's not nicker, it's not noticeable, it goes straight into the water. So that's safe and sound. The next interesting shaila, so again, we're going to take it like this, if a person wants to be machmir, and add a little bit of water into the bowl, which has the ice cubes, tovei ala brocha, but it's not mamish ma'akov, Rabbi Falk was of the opinion that you should really add a bit of water, and all that should be melt inside, but Rav Poskim taken as okay. The next shaila that we want to discuss is very interesting. So you've got hold of your ice cubes, which are sitting in the middle of the table. You want to take a couple of ice cubes, always a shaila to take one ice cube, two ice cubes. Okay, so you put a couple of ice cubes into your empty glass, which is in front of you. What do you do after that? You take a bottle of Coca-Cola, and you pick it up, and into your cup, which has got a couple of ice cubes, you pour into, it's nice to seal the fizz accumulating, because you've got two ice cubes, and it shoots up, it's very nice. The interesting potential shaila is that perhaps this is considered moiled of the ice cubes via the force of the stream of the Coca-Cola that you pour directly onto the ice cubes. Perhaps that should be a potential shaila of moiled. Again, we started off the shaila that to crush ice cubes into liquid is definitely an issue, because you're doing an act, from your own act, you're actively crushing something from a solid to liquid. That's certainly going to be a problem. That's all the cases that the place can bring. But here the shaila could be the similar thing, that when you have ice cubes in your cup and you actually pour the stream of Coca-Cola, hits the ice cubes, and some people actually like it when it hits it, so that it melts it quicker, and it has the effect of making the whole drink cold. Scientifically, that's the case. So if you want it, perhaps that could be a problem to pour it. Where do you find such a concept in Halacha? Shulchan Aruch brings a very interesting case, where, imagine it's snowing outside, and the Maharam, Rottenberg, and the Rosh have an argument whether there's an Issa, is it Mutter, to urinate, Lahashtin, Lahashtin Meira Glayim on snow. Again, now Baruch Hashem, we're very comfortable. Every house has, you know, got at least a toilet also. The Shilas in the Rishonim's times, it was very Negea, they didn't often have this. And Lahashtin Meira Glayim, when it's snowing outside, where the Meira Glayim will most likely will dissolve, will change from a solid to liquid, the Rosh Hayon is a Shulchan Aruch. This is a Shulchan Aruch, yeah? I'm not talking about Shulchan Aruch, Shin Chaf, Sif Yudalet. Says Shulchan Aruch, the Rosh would be careful, loy lahashtin al gabi shalek. Why? Because the stream of Meirag Laim, which hits the shalek, is considered moilid. Oh, so it makes it worse. If already in the case where it makes it ibud, the Rosh was nizah, Allah has come of a kama, where you want the stream, you want the stream to sort of, some people don't care, they don't care which way or not. But for some people which are quite in the know about how this all works, and they want the stream to hit the ice cube, that potentially, I've seen quite a few sforim for someone who want to bring down such a concept to lahachmir. It's not mamish a strict halacha. The reason is, firstly, Shulchan Aruch quotes this Rosh as hayam nizar. is there's many reasons to say why it's okay. It's not the same as Maraski and as Ashalek. Mishabru is Marech from the Taz Lahokil, and he ends off saying, Toiv lahachme unless there's a tircha. So you can see, we're not talking about something which is osa. We're not saying something which is osa to take your Coca-Cola and pour it over an empty cup with ice cubes in, but we're saying that you see in some poskim, Migdanis Aliyah mentions it, and Shabbos Kalocha, but quite a few Heinz Gesforim mentioned this halacha. I remember I discussed with Rabbi Heimlich recently about the Shaila, about pouring a Coca-Cola over into your cup, which has got a couple of ice cubes inside. There's a mokum lahachme, again mokum lahachme, based on Loshna Rosh. Roshan says osay, hoyoniza, it was careful. Because he held that your stream is going to break up and melt it. Therefore the solution would be, if you want to be machme, epizachumra, is to tilt the cup on the side a little bit, and then pour it so that it's not hitting it properly, it's just doing it a little bit. Or obviously you put the ice cube in afterwards, obviously it's going to it's going to avoid the whole shaila altogether. No, so bittul helps only if it's happening all by itself. But when you're actively doing it with your own force, let's say you have an ice cube inside, you couldn't crush it with your spoon or anything like that. So again, two shilas that we discussed over here. Shila number one is, when you have ice cubes from the freezer and you want to take it outside, although it's going to melt at room temperature, we said the ikadin it's okay, it's not a shila of moilet. Rabbi Falk was machmir on the shila, but we had many shittas which were cholik, Rabbi Ashraf, Sheikh Dalevi, Rabbi Sinkarelis, Rabbi Chankineski, many of those shittas which were makel. So the ikadin, it's really speaking, it could be okay. If you want to be machmir, add a little bit of water into the bowl, then you won't have any shilas. Shila number two was, when you actually put two ice cubes into the cup, and now you pour the stream of Coke, is going to hit the ice cube, there is a mila to tilt it so that it doesn't hit it directly, in order that it shouldn't actively be considered as if hitting the ice cube, similar to the Rosh, Hayam Nizal Shleila Hashkina Miraglaim, Beshalek, that's where you find Mefurish and Shulchan Aruch. Shkir. Yeah.